Aye. They did used to do a lot of smuggling about here 50 or 60 year ago, when I was a boy. I've heard my father say, one time, Dreer Vorham, with tubs and bags of tay, got very near took to by the custom house officers. But they managed to get off the shore and into the churchyard at Knighton. But some of the officers had slipped round another road and pretty near pinned them in on all sides. They thought 'twas a gooser with them. But one of them, a terrible war-right fetter called Muscles, says, come on, mates, I'd be darned if I won't be upsides with they fetters. So they priced up the stone on one of the girt high brick tombs there is there, and got inside, tubs and all, and be quiet. Of course, the officers lost them, and couldn't think where the deuce they was gone to. And after searching about a bit, they went away. Soon afterwards, just as it was getting daylight, my father was grinding through the churchyard to go to work, when all at once he sees the stone top of one of the tombs begin to move. He stopped short and stared with all the eyes he got, when up goes the stone higher and higher. And a man's face peeps out at one corner and says, I say, mate, can you tell me what time 'tis? I've heard father say his hair lifted his hat clean off his head. I couldn't move, but stood there staring like a stuck pig. But when Muscle asked him what time 'twas, he roared out and run back pretty near frightened to death. He run into the bust house to come to, and says to the people, whatever will become on us, for the dead folks in the churchyard be getting out of their graves. He was regular terrified, and at getting such a turn he couldn't go to work that day. Sometime afterwards he found out the rights on it, and he and Muscle and t'others had many a laugh about it.